This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Community Service Society in New York has published a paper on the needs of the city's working poor in the aftermath of September 11th. The group has provided direct aid to poor people for 150 years. One recommendation is that the city create 50,000 temporary one-year subsidized jobs. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Many have reported on the serious situation facing the economy of New York City, and in particular, the loss of up to 100,000 low-wage jobs. William Rivera is a good example of a hard-working man who's unemployed as a direct result of the attacks on September 11th. A maintenance and utility worker at the World Trade Center, he survived only to find friends and co-workers dead, his job up in smoke like the buildings themselves.
Like, I've been there for so long, half of my life was in that building.
How many years did you?
Going on 22 years in April. Well, I lost a lot of friends.
How many people?
I got to lost about a good 12 to 14 friends that work from Port Authority, from maintenance, elevator operators. We can't sleep. I sleep like 2 hours, 3 hours a day. Dreaming with the building, dreaming with the people that I work with. Still can't. That just came down like butter.
Rivera spends his days trying to get assistance, trying to get work, fighting bureaucracies. Rivera finally got help from the Community Service Society, one of New York's oldest social service organizations and one of the few that provide direct relief for the poor. Since September 11th, they have dispensed hundreds of thousands of dollars, much of it coming from the New York Times Neediest Fund. David Jones is president of CSS.
We have the families of those who lost loved ones. We have workers who had to flee the premises and were injured. We have workers who were displaced immediately in the area of the World Trade Center. And finally, we have workers that were displaced in the days and weeks just after the disaster as a direct result of what happened on 9/11.
The Community Service Society finds its caseload exploding. In the past week, for example, they had 51 new cases a day. Previously, they had 80 new cases a month. Since the Community Service Society is not a government agency, it can cut through the bureaucracy swiftly, giving rent relief, money for clothing, for utilities and food, without a lot of red tape. It has also won the trust of undocumented immigrants, many of whom worked around the World Trade Center, because it can maintain the confidentiality of its clients. The white paper released this week on the needs of New York's working poor notes that what experts once thought would be a mild recession now after September 11th looks like a catastrophe. The Community Service Society is particularly concerned with the 400,000 people who recently came off the welfare rolls and went to work. It's these very success stories, Jones says, that are in jeopardy since so many of those jobs disappeared overnight.
That raises the question, which we haven't seen since the Great Depression, of having to come up with subsidized job programs.
So the Community Service Society is proposing that New York City establish 50,000 one-year jobs, that unemployment benefits be made available for a longer period and be increased, that health coverage be guaranteed for those who have lost their jobs, and that bureaucratic procedures for public benefits be streamlined. Whether these proposals will be heard in a time where people are still proposing tax cuts is anyone's guess. But what's clear is that those who have lost their jobs are desperate to go back to work, despite the trauma they have experienced. Lenon Reese was injured running away from the collapsing buildings.
No, I tried to run and my leg, I must have twisted it up, and I have ACL damage, just ripped in the back of my leg totally and two rips in the front, and my kneecap is way over to the other side.
2 weeks later, she was laid off her job at the subscription agency Swetz Blackwell. Now she has no health insurance to pay for physical therapy.
I could tell you when the garbage man comes, I could tell you everything. I can't seem to go to sleep until daylight, and then it's only for a couple of hours. You know, I don't plan. I'm not a person that lets something just get me down. You know, I'm a fighter, so I will come back.
The social workers and researchers at the Community Service Society say rebuilding New York is more than building new towers and fixing subways. People are going to have to rebuild the city, they say, and that means people who work. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.